of the Colonels, but a no stranger to the program, been on the staff here for many years now. And Coach, just go to that. I think you said 19 years you've been in the system. So really, the transition, I assume, was pretty smooth. The kids knew you. You knew the kids.
Yeah, it made the transition a lot smoother for me. Being around the program as long as I have been, and, you know, our group of seniors, I was their freshman head coach. So I've actually had them 1 year freshman. I had them both years of JV when they're sophomores and juniors, and now I get them as seniors. So they're going to be that unique group that I actually get to coach for four straight years. So it's been a good transition.
You know, you come into this game at 1-6, but from where you were at the beginning of the season to the last couple weeks, looks like the kids have made a lot of positive moves forward.
Yeah, we have, and that's what I was trying to preach to the kids all season long, is that, you know, we got a lot of kids who didn't start last year. A lot of our seniors were not big contributors last year. They played a lot of JV, and we got a lot of kids playing for the first time on Friday nights under the lights. And I told them we need to make progress every week, and if we improve as the season goes on, we're going to set ourselves up towards the end for a chance to get into the playoffs, and I kind of think that's where we've got ourselves right now.
And tell us some of your philosophies. Any changes from Coach Van Overshield?
Well, I give Coach Van Overshield a ton of credit. I was under him for the 16 years he was the head coach, and he gave me a ton of opportunities and, you know, kind of set me up for where I am today. And we do a lot of things the way he used to do things. We do a lot of things, you know, some things differently, because it's just I'm a different person than he is. And, you know, my big philosophy with the kids coming into this season, I told them we had to do three things every single day. We need to have fun. We need to compete, and we need to get better, and I think we've done that every day, and that's kind of the cornerstone of what we're building this program on, is having fun and competition and getting better every single day.
Offensively, what do you like to do?
Well, I hate to say I'm old school, but I'm a little bit of an old school guy. I came up in the days of Glenn Sullivan, Bob Sprang here. I'm a Mitchell kid myself, and we prided ourselves on running the football and, you know, some play-action pass, but trying to run the football, and I still like to be that kind of guy, but I also am aware that kids don't necessarily want to run the ball 60 times a football game anymore. So we're trying to get some of that, you know, what everybody else does, a little bit of that spread, a little bit of run, a little bit of pass, spread it around, do some different things, keep it fun for the kids, you know, and try to maximize our skill set of our skill position players.
And defensively, what's the philosophy?
Defensively, the philosophy is, you know, is we want to take other teams, we want to take the run away from everybody and make them pass. Because as one of my former Coach Carpenter used to say on the staff, when another team throws the ball, two of the things that happen are good for us. Either we pick it off or it's incomplete. Only one of the three outcomes is good for the offense. So we want teams to throw the football. And I know this week, unfortunately, that works right into Huron's favor, because I know the Tigers from Washington, they like to throw the football around the field, and that seems to be their forte. So we'll have to see, you know, which one of us comes out on top in that matchup.
But as we all know, the weather could be the great equalizer here. Granted, rain, maybe, maybe not, but I'm certain we're going to have wind.
Yeah, and that's something everybody's got to deal with every week. We've been fortunate. This year we haven't had to deal with a lot of weather. I mean, it's been beautiful, and practices have been good. We haven't had to deal with a lot of weather during the week either. So it's about time that, you know, Mother Nature reared her head and let us know that she's still in charge. If it's windy or if it's raining, we'll just have to, you know, deal with the elements just like we're dealing with the Tigers.
And tell us your scouting report on Huron.
Well, like I said, I think the Tigers like to throw the ball on offense. I think that's one of their strengths, is like throw the ball. The McNeil kid moves around really, really good in the pocket. And, you know, he's got a good, strong arm. And I think he runs around in the pocket to throw, not necessarily to run like some other quarterbacks we've seen this year. And, you know, I'm not good at names, but I know number 15 plays the tailback a lot. He's a good, big, strong runner. And they got some big kids in the offensive line. And like I said, like I told my kids at the beginning of the week, it's Mitchell Huron. You throw the records out the window, it's a rivalry, and, you know, we just line up and we have to play, and, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a challenge.
And you kind of took my next statement there. I always say, when it's Mitchell Huron, doesn't matter if we're playing football, if we're playing basketball, if we're playing Chinese checkers, the kids are amped up for this game, or else why are you even out?
Entertained. 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Why do people love Support Pets? It's America's most loved and trusted official ESA approval specialists, having helped tens of thousands of pet owners get their furry friends legally recognized as an official emotional support animal. Click the link and see if you qualify today.
It's been that way, like I said. I'm a Mitchell grad, so it's been that way since I was in school. And it's just ingrained in our two towns that it's a rivalry. And it, for some reason, this game means a little bit more to both towns. It brings a little different level. Like I said, the records really don't matter. What you've been doing recently doesn't matter. It's going to be you know, tooth and nail, and it's going to be a dog fight, and we're ready for it.
Pat Larson, head coach of the Mitchell Colonels, will talk to here on Tiger Coach Drew Strand next on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95. The Huron Tigers are a charter member of the Eastern South Dakota Conference. The conference was formed in 1927. For the first 35 years, three sports were offered: boys basketball, boys track, and football. Boys golf and tennis was added in 1962. Wrestling was added in 1964. Cross country then in 1965.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
And we continue our pregame show as we talk with Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger football. Tigers hosting the Mitchell Colonels tonight. Huron comes in with a record of 3-4, a loss last week out at Pierre. And, coach, I know it was a 35-0 shutout, but you had to be feeling good there midway through the second quarter, down 7-0. Thought you were going to get the ball back with a defensive stop, but they get a long touchdown. And, you know, against teams like Pierre, you just can't afford even a little letdown, and give the Governors credit. They took advantage.
Yeah, I mean, in that first half, in the first two quarters, we made our own mistakes on whether it was blocks or penalties backing us up, or not, you know, letting finish them and letting take off those big plays against a team like that. You can't do those kind of things. So, you know, it was kind of a wake-up call for our kids just to focus up and lock in a little bit better, and hopefully come into this game really just 100% focused and ready to go.
You know, and we battled them, like I said, down 7-0 midway through the second quarter and had our chances again. And, you know, it's almost like a broken record, but just being able to finish those drives, some games we've been able to, and other key situations, not so much.
Yeah, I mean, those are situations where we just got to do a little bit better. I know we were down one, coach, against Pierce, so it's tougher to see kind of what was open up top, not having Brightsman up there. But, you know, I thought we did a fantastic job, especially early on our first drive. Like, we got in position to put points on the board, and, you know, against a team like Pierce, you just got to finish those drives out with touchdowns, because field goals aren't going to beat a team like that.
You know, and with Pierre, I know you were thinking going in there, they got a mystique and there's a reason for it, but you also thought, well, we don't want to get out physical, out beat up, and I thought from that standpoint, the kids held up.
Yeah, our kids did a great job of just continuing to grind, no matter what the situation was, especially against a team like that. Definitely a powerhouse team in AA. Now, they're still physical, they're still big, but without Lincoln Keenholz, they're a little bit different team than they were last year, so, you know, I'm not afraid of them guys anymore, and I think our guys kind of realized that too. They're not really afraid of anybody at this point now, just kind of seeing now, playing everybody pretty much in our class. So I think our guys have got a real confidence booster just competing with those guys and seeing that, you know, they're just as physical as any other team around.
Now, Mitchell Colonels come in. They come in with the record of 1-6, but you can see already they're playing much better now than they were at the beginning of the season.
Yep, definitely a team, you know, that's been figuring it out this season and definitely peaking at the right time. We've started our playoffs, you know, last week against Pierre. We kind of told our kids that these last three games are our playoff games to find a way to get in. And so, you know, Mitchell definitely looks good. They got two studs on their team with that number 20 and 21. They run hard and they fly around on defense. So, you know, we just got to find ways to contain those two throughout the course of the night.
know, I've said this before about different teams, but it's really true with Mitchell. They look like us in more ways than one. You're just talking that, you know, offensively, it just looks like they're almost like running our playbook.
Yeah, I mean, it's identical to us with their own little twist. So, you know, it's nice to see guys, you know, open up their playbook a little bit, kind of spread the field a little bit, because, you know, unfortunately, not a lot of our guys have those big old linemen just going one way that can run the ball. So, you know, it'll be a tough battle going both ways with guys going both ways for both teams. So, you know, I know it's a big rivalry game in the community, and, you know, I think every radio guy I've talked to this week has brought it up. So, you know, definitely big for our community and big for our guys to, you know, get that win tonight over Mitchell.
You know, and then the other thing, too, the great equalizer is the weather. We know, well, hopefully it's done, we're done with rain anyway. We know we're going to have wind. That's going to change philosophy a bit here.
Yeah, it'll change it a little bit for us. You know, we put in a couple of new things against Pierre and kind of cleaned it up this week. So hopefully we can add those couple more run plays and run things into our game plan this week against Mitchell, running an identical five front. Just not as aggressive. But, you know, hopefully those extra run plays that we're able to put in here and have whatever we've used already previously this season will go well against this team.
And finally, for the seniors, you know, Mitchell's gotten us the last 2 years. I'm sure the seniors, they want to get one back here.
Yep. I mean, we don't forget about those. I mean, the last 2 years, Mitchell's been the one to kick us out of the playoffs. So we got to find a way to get it done against Mitchell in a rivalry game. And, you know, these seniors don't have many opportunities left to ring this bell at home. So, you know, hopefully they have that on their mindset and they're ready and focused and ready to go.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger Football. We have lineups, the anthem, the flip, opening kickoff, all coming up on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of a lake and you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
South Dakotans, due to the recent flood, hail, and windstorms, many of you have damage and are in need of making repairs. When it comes to making the decision of who to hire to complete the repairs, you should always check with the Department of Revenue to ensure they're licensed to do business in South Dakota. And you should check with Consumer Protection to see if any complaints have been filed against the company. And finally, never sign anything until you read all the details. Rule of thumb, when someone knocks on your door to sell you a product or service, they need to provide you with a 3-day right to cancel. Go to consumersd.gov and look under Transient Vendors or call 800-300. 1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
My name is Payne Bischoff. I am number 14 for the Huron Tigers, and I play wide receiver.
Gaston Caudill, number 15, running back, outside linebacker.
Ethan Bush, number 21, wide receiver and safety.
Gavin Moding, number 23, wide receiver and defensive back.
CJ Ganey, number 18, wide receiver, defensive back.
Tyson Fitzer, number 24, wide receiver, linebacker.
Holden Haig, number 32, middle linebacker, tight end.
Ethan Olsen, 42, safety, running back.
Okay, two, number 51, offensive line, defensive end.
William Davis, 54, PN, and left tackle.
Jake Shear, 60, O-line, D-line.
Locker Pro 2, 65, offensive and defensive lineman.
Connor Johnson, 75, right guard, DN.
D. Jackson Reno, number 78, O-line, D-line.
Brian Ramirez, a.k.a. Chumley, number 79, offensive guard and nose tackle.
Nick Kleinsasser, number 89, and kicker.
Here's two-time South Dakota sportscaster of the year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening at Tiger Stadium. Still windy. It looks like we still have a little rain falling. Weather, the elements will be a factor in this matchup tonight here on Tigers Mitchell Colonels. Starting defenses, let's do that tonight. For the Mitchell Colonels, nose tackle is Rocky Clark. Defensive tackles, Luke LeBrun, Antonio Rivera. Linebackers, Nate McCormick, Parker Denny, Mick Daly, and Kellen Odell. Defensive backs, Connor Singray, Braden Rindle, Tyson Sabers, and Hudson Borgen. Here on Tigers, here's the way they'll start on defense tonight. Nose tackle is Charlie Martin. Defensive ends, Connor Johnson, Hunter Fenske. Linebackers, Cashin Caudell, Holden Haig, Colby Hofer, and Bubba Peterson. Corners, Logan Leyendecker, Gavin Moding. Strong safety, Mason Juergens, and the free safety is C.J. Gainey. Pat Larson in his first year, he's the head coach of the Mitchell Colonels, and Drew Strand, the head coach of our Huron Tigers. Those are the lineups here defensively tonight. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling the game tonight, referee Joe Fredrickson, head linesman Mike Lockram, line judge James Benning, umpire Jeff Morehouse, and Travis Von Hofwagen is the back judge. They are the law on the field tonight, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. So getting set for the anthem here, we'll take a break of 2 minutes, come back, flip, and kickoff coming up 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And again, I'm Jeff Duffy. Glad to be along with you here at Tiger Stadium, getting set for Huron Tiger football. Tigers and Colonels. Colonels have gotten the Tigers in this the last 2 years. So the seniors, they would like nothing better than get that a win here and their most likely last football matchup with the Mitchell Colonels. Plus, an important game for Huron. Need to get this one to ensure they have a spot in the playoff field, which actually starts 2 weeks from last night. It's our last Friday night football game of the regular season. We close out next Thursday against Yankton back here at Tiger Stadium. It is still lightly raining. I was able to look. Can't really see it in the lights, per se. Maybe you can a little, but I was looking at the aluminum stands, and you can definitely see it's still raining. And we have a pretty stiff wind still out of the north. I don't think it's at the scale it was. Like this time last night, it would have been awful to try and play a football game, I'll say that much. And we still have a pretty brisk wind, and the ball is going to be wet tonight any way you look at it, whether it's raining or not. Huron won the toss, and they're going to take the ball, and they're going to go into the wind to start the game. So interesting decision how you want to approach that, and that's what the Tigers are going to do. So the kick will come to Huron, but they will go into the wind. Obviously, both teams are going to want to try and run the ball tonight because passing could be a bit of an issue, obviously, especially going into the wind. And even when you have the wind to your back, if it's strong enough, that can, even then, it's kind of hard to keep the accuracy going. So Tigers will receive the kick. Huron wearing the orange jerseys tonight with white numbers, and they have some black and white trim on the jerseys, and then black pants with a orange and white stripe at the bottom. Mitchell's all in white with black numbers. Again, had good luck this year with teams visiting Huron wearing uniforms with legible numbers. Mitchell all in white pants, white jerseys, black numbers with some black and gold trim. Both teams having black helmets here tonight. Back deep to receive, Bubba Peterson, I believe. And I believe Gavin Moding as well. And Mitchell will kick off with the wind. And kicking off for the Colonels, Hunter McGee, I believe. Nice high end-over-end kick. Going to be fielded, bobbled, and now finally picked up at the five-yard line by Peterson. And he's going through traffic, and he'll only get it up to about the 12 or 13-yard line. Tackle made by T.J. Jealous for the Mitchell Colonels. And Huron will start inside their own 15-yard line. Moding, I believe, muffed the kick and finally picked up by Peterson. He got what he could as Mitchell was bearing down on him on the kick coverage. First and 10 Huron from the 14-yard line. Again, operating without a scoreboard tonight, was working, then all of a sudden went out at about 5 o'clock tonight. We'll be able to get an unofficial time up here, so that'll be helpful. And on the first play, direct snap to McNeil, and that looked like a broken play. McNeil was tackled behind the line of scrimmage by Kellen O'Dell. I'm not sure. I don't think we had the we were on the same page there in the backfield. Going to be a loss on the play. And going to be second and 14 for Huron back at the 10-yard line. And Huron is going into the wind. Both teams going to have to want to run it. And of course, Mitchell, if they're having a good game, they are going to run it. They have two very good running backs. Now we go the Wildcat formation with Caudell. He'll go off right, has a little room, 20, skips forward, and he'll get about close to 10 yards on the play. Set up a third and four, third and five. So going to the Wildcat there, which the Tigers unveiled last week in Pierre. And nothing fancy there. Direct snap to Caudell, and then he just went straight off right tackle and got up to the 19-yard line. So gain of 9 for Cashton. That will set up third and 5 for Huron from the 19-yard line. Back to McNeil taking the snap here on third and 5. See if you want to put it in the air. And nope, hand off right side. Caudell has the first down. He just fought for it. Got tripped up there by Connor Singry, but a first down on a pair of runs by Caudell. And Huron will have it first and 10 up to the 27-yard line, a gain of 8 yards on the play. So early on, Huron able to run the ball. And first and 10 Huron from the 27-yard line. We're just underway here at Tiger Stadium. It is 7 o'clock, KIJV AM-FM Huron.
Marie is ready to buy her first home. Come on.
When you buy with Rocket Homes and finance with Rocket Mortgage, you get up to $10,000 cash toward closing from Rocket Mortgage. Visit onlywithrocket.com to get started today.
Two receivers left, one right. Shotgun on the first and 10 for McNeil. And handed off to Caudell, and not much there. He rolls forward, maybe gets 2 yards out of it as he was hit initially in the line by Antonio Rivera. 2 yards on the play, we'll call it, up to the 29. It'll be second down and 8. So 4 plays, 4 runs for Huron. Second and 8 now from their own 29-yard line. As we're just underway, we're about 9.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And any time I give you is unofficial. We are keeping it up here, but it's officially being kept by one of the officials. And McNeil throws off his back foot. Was it caught? Boy, that looked like it was going to be picked. Nope, it was trapped by C.J. Gainey. There was pressure coming in on McNeil, and he kind of threw that off his back foot, incomplete, and third and eight for Huron from the 29-yard line. Again, going into the wind. Oh, 9:41. That was close. 21, okay. And the clock stopped because we had an incomplete pass. Third and eight from the 29-yard line. Huron with one first down, but now faced with a third and long. McNeil in the shotgun again. Going to roll it to the right and gets tripped up back inside the 25. Played very well by the Colonels. Getting him down low, Kellen Odell, who had a couple of tackles on that possession, and Huron's going to have to bring the punt unit in. They were showing the option there, but, boy, Mitchell was just making way too much penetration there, and there was no place to go. Loss of five on the play for McNeil. It's fourth and 13, and Colby Hofer will kick the ball away to Mitchell back deep. Hudson Borgen, one of the deep backs. Not much of a rush. High, very short kick. Going to bounce at the 35 and be downed right there. There is a penalty back by where the ball was snapped. And I think it's going to be procedure perhaps on here. My guess is illegal formation. But Mitchell's going to have great field position here as they'll have the ball at about the 36-yard line. So Huron only gets about 12 yards on the punt. Procedure on Huron, and the ball will turn over to the Mitchell Colonels. 8:41 to go in the first quarter, no score, and great field position for Mitchell at the Huron 36-yard line. Punt into the wind, did not go very far. So the Colonels now, the wind to their back and good field position as well. They'll have it first and 10 at the 36-yard line. Double wing formation. And the pitch is back to Denny, trying to go wide left, turns the corner, has the corner, and he'll get shoved out of bounds at about the 25. Just student body left, and Denny had a lot of room once he turned the corner. Shoved out of bounds over there by Gavin Moding, but a first down for Mitchell, and they have a good start to this drive down to the 25. Parker Denny with 11 yards. Denny and Daly, those are the two guys that Coach Tran said they do a lot on offense, and you got to have those on tabs at all times. Going up the middle this time, I think that's Daly. Get a couple of yards straight up the middle to about the 23-yard line. Bubba Peterson on the stop for the Huron Tigers. Gain of two on the play. It'll be second down and eight from the 23-yard line. Mitchell in Huron territory. Huron started deep in their own territory against the wind. Got one first down, but then had a short punt into the wind. Here comes motion on second and eight. There's a movement, and the play is stopped, and this looks like it's going to be marked off against Huron. So Huron making some mistakes here early on. First penalty of the game as Huron had a couple of linemen jump after the man went in motion. And now instead of second and eight, it's going to be second and three for Mitchell, and they're inside the red zone to the 18-yard line. Second and three for Mitchell at the Huron 18-yard line. Here comes motion again. Handoff, second man through, not much. I believe that was Daly again. In there, one's 20 and one's 21, so it's hard to see him. Colby Hofer there defensively for Huron. Maybe a yard on the play for Mitchell, and it's going to be third and two, two down territory, I would presume, here. Although they do have the wind to their back. Third and two for Mitchell from the Huron 16-yard line early on in the first quarter. Motion, they're looking to pass. Going to swing it out, and incomplete. Try to swing it out to Denny. Good pressure coming up the middle that time by Hunter Fenske, and it'll be fourth and two for the Mitchell Colonels. Hunter Fenske put the pressure on, and quarterback Chenoweth, Lucas Chenoweth, was backpedaling. And it looks like Mitchell will go for it at fourth and two from the 17-yard line. Big play here for the Tiger defense. Mitchell looks to convert. Chenoweth under center. He's been mainly doing that. They bring motion again, and Chenoweth going to go straight up the middle behind his lineman, and Mitchell says they got it. Looks like they did. Had to get inside the 15, and they did, and that'll be a first down for Mitchell. Two first downs. They go for it on fourth and two. Chenoweth just the sneak straight ahead. He got 3 yards out of it, and Mitchell first and 10 at the Huron 14-yard line. So Colonels with the wind to their back, taking advantage of a very short Huron punt. Here comes motion again, and the pitch back to Denny. Turns the corner, breaks out of one tackle inside the 10, tackled at about the 9-yard line. Broke the first tackle, got a few extra yards before Caudell got there. Also Fitzer back in the lineup this week. He helped out on the stop as well. Gain of 5 for Denny. It'll be 2nd and 5 for Mitchell from the 9-yard line. 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Mitchell inside the Huron 10-yard line, scoreless, but Mitchell threatening. Chenoweth under center, and delay handoff. Denny again. He gets to about the 5 and then tackled there. And it looked like Hofer was in on the stop for Huron again. It's going to be 3rd and 2 for Mitchell. 3rd and 2 for Mitchell at about the 6, maybe 7-yard line. We'll call it the 6-yard line, 3rd and 2. Tiger defense needs to make a play here. They bring motion again. Motion man carries it, and he's going to be caught behind the line. Flag on the play as well. Cash and Caudell darted in there. And Hunter Johnson in as well. Flag came in at the end of the play. He's going to be a loss on the play, depending on the penalty. And Cash and Caudell just came off the field with his left arm hanging. That's not a good sign. So Caudell off the field right now and talking to the coaches and the trainer. It is going to be a penalty against Mitchell. So, yeah, interesting decision, but is Huron going to accept it? I'm not sure where the ball would be spotted if, I think it'd be back at the 9-yard line, I believe. And Huron did decline it. So a loss on the play back to the 9-yard line. Loss of 4 on the play. And it's going to make it 4th and 5 from the 9-yard line for the Colonels. Big play here for the Tiger defense. Chenoweth in the shotgun on this play. On 4th down, he's going to roll to the left. He's just going to take the student body, turns the corner, and he's in for the touchdown. Boy, Mitchell's been able to ride run wide, and Chenoweth just went around the left corner. Design play, touchdown, and Mitchell on the board first, 6-0 on a 9-yard run by quarterback Lucas Chenoweth. Comes with 5.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Mitchell has the ball, 3 minutes 10 seconds, and again at a short field at the 36. Now the Colonels will kick the extra point as they have the early lead here in the first quarter. Kicking is Hunter McGee, sophomore for Mitchell. The snap kick is there. Kick is good. 7-0 Mitchell, 5:31 to go, first quarter. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 crew cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 crew cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, officially 4:50 left to go in the first quarter. We had 5:31 on here, but 4:50 is the official time on the clock. Again, our scoreboard not operating here, and Mitchell will kick off for a second time here to open the game to the Huron Tigers. So 4:50 to go in the first quarter. And Mitchell up early here, 7-0. Huron won the flip, took the kick, and then had to go into the wind. Here's the boot, and going to be fielded at the 5-yard line by Peterson. Tries a reverse field to the 20, 25, and rolls all the way up to the 30-yard line. Better field position for Huron. Nice return, 25 yards by Bubba Peterson. Huron will have the ball first and 10 at the 25-yard line. Or, excuse me, at the 30-yard line. So ball right at the 30, first and 10 for Huron. So we're inside of 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Huron into the wind, and Caudill is back in. He was in on that kick return as well, and he'll take the direct snap here on the first down. And not much there, trying to string it wide to the right and gets back to the 30, maybe the 31. That's it, as Mitchell was ready over there on the left side. Gain of 1 second and 9 for Huron from the 31. So far, the offense has struggled to move the ball. Of course, everything's been on the ground here. Huron's attempted one pass. Mitchell has attempted one pass. Second and 9 from the 31-yard line for the Tigers. Shotgun again for McNeil. Hand off. No, he's going to keep it going right. He's got room. 40, 45, 50. Hits the sideline. 40, 35, and runs out of bounds at the 30. There's the big play we've been looking for. He pulled it out from Caudill, and he had all kinds of room going to the right. And here on in Mitchell territory, it'll be first and 10 at the 30-yard line. That's a gain of 39 yards for McNeil and a first down for the Huron Tigers. So the ball at the Mitchell 30, first and 10. First big play for Huron. Hand off up the middle. It's Caudill. Puts the shoulder down. He's going to get close to 5 yards going off right tackle. Gain of 4, it'll be 2nd and 6 for Cashton Caudill. Huron 3:40 to go here in the first quarter now. And Huron now trying to get their own drive going. It'll be 2nd and 6 from the 26-yard line. Second and 6, and fake. McNeil will keep it again. He's got a little room up the middle to get to about the 22. That's going to set up a 3rd and 2 for Huron after a gain of 4 for McNeil. So McNeil running the ball a little more. It'll be 3rd and 2 from the, or actually 3rd and 3 from the 23. That's where they're going to spot him. So 3rd and 3 from the 23 of Mitchell. Tigers trying to get the equalizer here. Mitchell leading 7-0. 3rd and 3 for Huron, and handoff up the middle, and that was Caudill, and boy, did he get stacked up right at the 22. A wrestling tackle there, a double leg by the Mitchell Colonel, and it's going to be 4th down, and Coach Strand wants to talk about this one. 1 yard on the play for Caudill. Going to be 4th and 2 for Huron from the 22. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Nace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers.
What is it?
It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Nace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, big early play here, and this is something that's been a problem for Huron Tiger football this year, getting the ball down inside the opponent 30, but not being able to finish off drives. A big call here on 4th and 3, 4th and 2. We'll call it from the 22-yard line. 4th and 2 from the 22. Mitchell really crowding. They have nobody back deep, and taking off was C.J. Gainey. And another penalty on Huron, a big one there. Now 4th and 2 becomes 4th and 7. Still pretty much got to go for it. And my guess is C.J. Gainey was, that was going to be a pass intended for C.J. Gainey. He was one and he was one-on-one with the cornerback here on the near side. He took off and nobody else made a move in an orange jersey. So 5-yard penalty, second penalty, 15 yards or 10 yards for Huron. And now it's going to be 4th and 7 back at the 27-yard line for Huron. So can Huron recover from a big penalty against the Tigers? I came off the timeout too. And McNeil looking, has time, looking, no rush, still looking to throw, and the throw is complete, is it, at the 10? No, incomplete. Or was it intercepted? It's caught by Huron, but they're going to say it was caught out of bounds. It was caught there inside the 10, but Mitchell holds. Huron gives it up on downs. It'll be 1st and 10. The other way for the Mitchell Colonels. Colonels have it at the 27-yard line. 1st and 10. We'll say about 2:23 to go here in the first quarter. Again, for the most part, any time I give you the clock, it's most likely it's unofficial. 1st and 10, Mitchell at their own 27-yard line. Now they are a little late getting one of their linemen out into the formation. Going to be 1st and 10 for the Mitchell Colonels. Run a man in motion. Handoff straight ahead. Denny's caught in the backfield, and he's going to lose about 3 yards on the play as Huron came flying in there on the play. Connor Johnson in on the stop along with Charlie Martin. And going to be a loss back to the 24. 3-yard loss on the play. It'll be 2nd and 13 for Mitchell at their own 24-yard line. Here's the pitch coming wide right. Ball on the carpet. Who's got it? Denny, I think Denny got back on top of the 15. There were two orange jerseys there. It was a pitch to Denny, and he just didn't catch it cleanly. And Mitchell going backwards to the 16. Going to be a loss of 9 on the play, and it's going to be 3rd and long for Mitchell. I think we're spotted at about the 15, and they need to get to the 37. We'll call it 3rd and 22 for Mitchell. So Tigers a chance to get off the defense, to get off the field here, and Mitchell will come with an empty backfield. Chenoweth by himself. 3 receivers right, 2 left. And Chenoweth looking to pass to get the bubble screen here to the near side. Cutting back across the field. There's some room. And he's going to be caught just short. Boy, that was close. They ran the bubble screen right to Tyson Sabers. He cut back to the middle of the field. He got a big chunk of yardage, but he will be short as he gets it back to the 37. And it's going to be 4th and 7. He does get about 12 yards on the play. But Mitchell will punt, and Gainey and Moding are back deep to receive. Low snap, but Huron not even rushing. Now the Sabre's going to run with it, and he's going to be tackled at the 31. Huron was not even going after the ball, after the block, and then Sabre's decided to run, and Oakley Anderson came in and tripped him up. Got about a yard on the play, but Huron's going to get great field position at the 31-yard line of Mitchell as we're late in the first quarter. Mitchell leading 7-0. 29 seconds to go here in the first quarter. So Huron can, they'll get the wind to their back here shortly, but hey, they got it 1st and 10 at the Mitchell 31-yard line. And handoff straight ahead is Caudill, breaks a tackle, 25, moves the pile forward up to about the 19. That'll be a 1st down for Huron, and that may be the final play of the first quarter. Caudill's had some good yardage running the ball tonight. Get the ball down to the 19, that's a gain of 12, 3rd 1st down of the first quarter for Huron. And we're going to get to the end of the first quarter. Mitchell 7, Huron 0. We'll take a timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics that pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Start of the second quarter, Mitchell 7, Huron 0, Huron again in good field position. They'll have it first and 10 at the Mitchell 19. Now Huron has the wind to their backs here to start the second quarter. But like we've said, and you just hate to beat on it, but this is where Huron has struggled offensively, making plays once they get really inside the 30-yard line right now at the 19, first and 10. Two receivers left, one right on the first and 10. And now we're ready to go. Wing right as well. Mitchell has nobody deep, and McNeil going to keep it following Caudill, and he'll go to about the 17, just a gain of two or so on the play. In on the stop for Mitchell was Kellen Odell, who's had a nice first half. Tyson Sabers had a hand in on the stop as well. Get it to the 17-yard line, gain of two. It'll be second down and eight for Huron from the 17-yard line. We're just underway in the second quarter again. Mitchell leading 7-0. Scoreboard died at about 5 o'clock, so we don't have no scoreboard, and just relaying the time when we get the opportunity. Now we go Wildcat again, direct snap to Caudill. Caudill just going to take it up the middle, and he gets planted forward up to about the 13 or 12-yard line. Yeah, Thackeray Hansen there with him. Looks like they'll spot it at the 13-yard line. That's a gain of four for Cashton. And it's going to be third and four for Huron from the 14, maybe 13-yard line. 13-yard line. The official, though, doesn't put the ball down until we're about ready to play. Just try to keep it as dry as possible. We'll go third and four from the 13-yard line for Huron. Huron again, threatening. We go two receivers right, one left on third and four for the Tigers. And going to throw, McNeil looks left, throws over the middle, way overthrown on Logan Leyendecker, and it'll be another fourth down. In the red zone, can Huron convert this time? It was a post to Leyendecker. You saw McNeil look left, and he came back to the middle, but the ball really sailed. And again, going with the wind, but sometimes that always doesn't work in your favor either. So fourth and four for Huron from the Mitchell 13-yard line. Mitchell leading 7-0. We're early in the second quarter. Shotgun for McNeil. Caudill right beside him. And straight ahead goes Caudill, and he's not going to get there. Gets the 12, and that's about it. And he's piled back by the Mitchell Colonels. So once again, Huron stalls out inside the 20-yard line. Give the ball up on downs, and Mitchell will get the ball back against the wind, though, and at about their own 13-yard line. 10:25 is the unofficial time left here in the first half. And Mitchell will have the ball first and 10 at their own 13-yard line. First and 10, I formation, and Chenoweth looks to pass. He's going to throw short. The pass is complete. Near side, far sideline, breaks a tackle of Juergen, still on his feet. He's loose into the secondary, finally up to the 40-yard line. Just a swing pass to a Daly, and then he did the rest from there. And all the way up to the 41-yard line, that's a gain of 28 and mostly on the running there. And Mitchell with the first down, and we have an injured Huron Tiger, I believe, on the far side of the field. A injured player there, and that's he is up now. I think it's either Haig or Moding. I think it's Haig. But he's up and walking it off, but they did stop play, and Holden Haig going to be walked off the field here with the injury. So Mitchell's going to have a first and 10 at the 40-yard line, and they quickly get out of the bad field position. And so far, Mitchell's the one that's been, at least offensively, playing with some spark here. That was just a little swing pass to the right. But once Daly got past Juergens, there was a lot of room to run, and that's exactly what he did. First and 10, Mitchell at the 41-yard line, but they're out of the hole there, still going into the wind. First down, second man through. Denny is going to be caught behind the line for the loss as Connor Johnson was in there immediately. Connor's had a nice second half of the season, got some help from Mason Juergens. Loss of a yard on the play for Denny. It'll be second and 11. Mitchell's had most of their success when they've attacked the edges, getting outside the hashes, be it pass or run. That's when they've had their success. Second and 11 from the 40-yard line. Trips to the left, pistol, and Shannon with the pass. Steps up, he's going to run with it, and he gets by one guy, then tackled from behind by Charlie Martin at the 43. Gain of three for Chenoweth. It's going to be third and long for Mitchell. Third and about seven for the Colonels. They'll put it officially at the 44-yard line. And now here's a chance for Huron to get defense to get off the field. Going to be third and about seven for Mitchell from their own 44-yard line. Mitchell leading 7-0. They scored on their first possession after Huron got pinned back and had a short punt into the wind. And there's a jump on Huron, and here comes the flag. Second time the Huron Tigers have jumped. And it's going to be procedure on Huron. Third penalty, 15 yards. And all of a sudden, it's going to be third and short for Mitchell. Third and two from the 49-yard line. Second time the D-line is jumped on the cadence from Chenoweth. So now third and manageable, third and two at the 49-yard line for Mitchell. They lead 7-0. We're in the second quarter. We still have the wind. I assume it's still raining. Big play here for the Tiger defense. Third and two. Huron really crowding the line. Handed off to the second man through, and he's going to get the first down and more. I was actually following the wrong guy. Denny broke through, and he gets inside the 40 down to the 36-yard line. And that's a first down for Mitchell. I was following Daly. I thought he had the ball. Instead, Mitchell with their third first down, and they're in Huron territory. First and 10 to the 37-yard line. That's a 14-yard gain for Parker Denny. First and 10 for Mitchell from the Huron 37-yard line. Pistol motion. The pitch to Denny going wide right. Here comes the blitz. He breaks the first tackle, and he'll actually get about a yard out of the play. He got away from Colby Ofer and Connor Johnson, and they headed upfield, got about a yard on the play. Tackle made by C.J. Gainey. And a gain of one, which doesn't seem like much, but considering it should have been a loss of about five, Denny makes guys miss. Second and nine from the Huron 41-yard line. Unofficially, 7.5 minutes to go in what's been a very quick first half. Not a lot of passing with the field conditions as they are. Second and nine, pistol formation, and here's a flag. Comes out pre-snap. Looks like it's going to go against the Mitchell Colonels. That'll be the first infraction against them. Now the officials coming together before they do anything here, I guess. Well, pretty long discussion here, considering it was a pre-snap penalty, you would think. 7-0, Mitchell leading. We're midway through the second quarter. Now we're going to get an announcement off this. False start on Mitchell. Well, interesting that they had as long of a discussion as they did on that. They'll back Mitchell up. It's going to be second and 14 for the Colonels back at the 44-yard line.
I was down to talk to my doctor about Rybelsus.
You may pay as little as $10 per prescription.
Second and 14, they send motion. That's Daly. Chenoweth the pass, and he's going to throw the middle screen, and another broken tackle, and, well, they'll get about 4 yards out of it, but had a chance to get the receiver, Nathan McCormick, right where he caught it, but he does get about 5 yards out of it. And it's going to be 3rd and 9 back at the 41-yard line for Mitchell. Mitchell showing throwing a lot of safe passes, which you would expect going into the wind. Middle screen's always one that you can feel confident in. 3rd and 9 from the 41 for Mitchell. You're on again, crowding the line. Play action. Chenoweth looking. Under pressure, steps up. He's got some room to run, and he'll get wrestled out of bounds by Bubba Peterson out at about the 32-yard line. It'll be 4th down for Mitchell. Chenoweth is a big guy back there at quarterback. They haven't listed 165. Do I have a different quarterback back there? Now it's going to be 4th and 5 for Mitchell from the 32-yard line. Colonels will go for it. There's no reason not to here into the wind and at the Huron 32-yard line. So a 4th and 5. Watch the edge, because this is where Mitchell has went in these situations. 4th and 5 from the Huron 32-yard line. It's actually T.J. Jealous that's in a quarterback now, a 200-pounder, and there's another flag before they get the snap off, and who moved? If it's against Mitchell, it'll make it 4th and 10. It is against Mitchell, so Jealous is actually in there at quarterback, so I'd miss that. 15 and 16, I had Chenoweth listed as the starter. So another second penalty, 10 yards. And now 4th and 10 for Mitchell. At the Huron 37-yard line again. Huron D has to find a way to get off the field here. No, they're going to punt. Okay, punt unit is in, and they will punt it. Sabres angles it to the corner, rolls inside the 5, and did it get into the end zone? Touchback. Just got in. Huron had nobody back to receive the kick because they weren't buying it was going to be a punt, and it just trickled into the end zone. Huron will get the ball 1st and 10 at their own 20 with approximately 6:21 to go here in the first half. Boy, it looked like it was going to die there in about the 1 or 2, and Mitchell had about 4 guys there. Somebody tried to bat it back in, which I don't think he can actually do in high school. If it crosses the plane, even in the air, it's a touchback. So 1st and 10 for Huron from their own 20. Got to get the offense kick-started. Huron trails 7-0 here midway through the second quarter. Shotgun and McNeil. Play action, looking to throw deep. He's going for Moating. Moating back to the ball, makes the catch at the 50, brought down at the 45. 1st down, and that was really a jump ball between Moating and Braden Rendell, the defensive back. Moating also came up hobbling a little bit, but Huron has their 4th 1st down and in Mitchell territory, 35 yards on the pass completion. And that was just Moating out jumping the defensive back. 1st and 10 for Huron at the Mitchell 45. And Caudill breaks a tackle. Slip puts the head down to the 41. Tackled at about the 40. Just patient running that time. Sabres on the stop for Mitchell. Gain of 5. It'll be 2nd and 5 for Huron. 10th carry of the first half for Caudill. Again, here's Huron in opposing territory. Can you finish the drive? Mitchell leads 7-0, about 4 minutes to go here, I believe they said, in the first half. Huron has 2 timeouts left, I believe. 2nd and 5, and McNeil will keep it. Cuts up the middle, gets tripped up. He'll get about 2, maybe 3 yards on the play. Got Summerine there by Daly. And here we are with third and three, gain of two on the play for McNeil. McNeil's his sixth carry of the game. He's carrying the ball a little more tonight. And again, field conditions might be dictating some of that. So third and three, we'll call it for Huron, from the 43-yard line. Now Mason Juergens coming in. And looks like he going to run a quarterback here? Juergens, the sophomore, comes in. McNeil kind of got tackled awkwardly there, and Juergens is in at the quarterback. He's just going to run it himself. He's got the first down inside the 35, down to the 33. Sabres on the stop. He just followed his blockers. I think Caudell was leading him there. And Juergens came in. Now McNeil will come back in. First and 10 Huron from, or at the 33-yard line. Gain of four on the play for Mason Juergens. Like I said, that play previous, McNeil kind of got tackled awkwardly. He's back in now. First and 10, wants the pass. Looking. Throws deep. He's got a man wide open. Leyendecker! Did he catch it? Touchdown! Leyendecker, the deep post. He took a shot and caught it. Touchdown, Huron. We're an extra point away from a tie. 37 yards on the touchdown to Leyendecker. He was wide open, but Sabres gave him a shot, and give Leyendecker credit. He hung on to it. And Kleinsasser on to kick the extra point. 37-yard pass, and now, well, we're don't quite have everybody in on the extra point team. Now we're ready. Kleinsasser to kick the extra point. Low snap. The kick is up, and it is good. We're tied at 7 with approximately 3:57 left. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
We know patients are more than their disease. That's why at Novo Nordisk, we've spent 100 years developing treatments to help unlock humanity's full potential. These are the greats. People living with, thriving with, not held back by, disease. They motivate us to fight diabetes and obesity, rare diseases and cardiovascular conditions for generations to come. So everyone can meet their moment. Because your disease doesn't define you. So what will? Novo Nordisk, driving change.
Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, Huron's tied it at 7, 3:57 to go in the first half. A 37-yard touchdown pass from McNeil to Leyendecker. I need to start paying more attention to my iPad here. Sorry about that to those of you watching on YouTube. I did not move the iPad so we could see that into the field on the Leyendecker score. But hopefully you enjoyed the touchdown call. Kleinsasser to kick, and Sabres, I believe, is one of the men back deep for Mitchell. Again, Kleinsasser will kick with the wind to his back. High end over end, and that will go into the end zone touchback. Mitchell have it first and 10 at their own 20. Again, we're just inside of 4 minutes, I believe. See Oakley Anderson coming in at linebacker for Huron. He's made a couple of plays. So first and 10 from the 20-yard line for Mitchell. We're tied at 7, and we're late in the second quarter. Remember, the Mitchell Colonels will get the ball to start the second half. First down and single back. A late handoff there, bobbled by Denny, and then he's going to be hit from behind. Connor Johnson, another nice stop. He's been very active on that defensive line tonight. Again, the pitch was bobbled there from Chenoweth, and Chenoweth is back in at quarterback. gain of 1 yard on the play, but Mitchell has flirted with disaster on that a couple of times where the ball's almost or has gotten free, but it hasn't cost him yet. Second and 9 from the 21-yard line. They'll put Daly in motion on the option right. Chenoweth will keep it and fall forward for about 2 yards. Ran right into the defensive end there on the left side. And I believe that was Haig on the stop for Huron. And now we have a whistle and a timeout, I believe. Timeout Huron. It'll be 3rd and 8 for Mitchell when we come back. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron, I believe one timeout left. It's 3rd and 8 for Mitchell at their own 22-yard line. Big play here for the Tiger defense. Try to get the ball back with the wind here late in the second quarter. Empty backfield and rolling out to the right. Throw up the middle, incomplete. Sabres was complaining that he was interfered with, and it looked like one of the Huron defensive linemen was getting held, so that's a wash. Incomplete, and I believe that was Jealous with the pass attempt there. Fourth down, and the clock stops, so that works into Huron's hand, and Sabres going to punt into the wind. Huron can envision some good field position here late second quarter, tied at 7. And Sabres will put the boot, line drive kick. Going to bounce at about the 49, roll to the 50, and will stop at the Huron 48. So, again, decent field position. Not a bad punt in the conditions by Sabres. He got about 30 yards out of it. And Huron will have the ball with about 2:49 to go here in the first half. Mitchell only took a little over a minute off the clock there. So Huron has it at their own 48-yard line. I believe one timeout remaining, but you have time here at about 2:49. Again, the clock is not operating here tonight, so they're hand timing on the field and relaying the time up to the press box here. First and 10 at the 48 for Huron. Shotgun for McNeil. He wants the pass. He'll throw wide, dangerous pass, incomplete. Sails wide, emoting. That's from the left hash to the right sideline. That's a tough pass to make. Incomplete. It'll be 2nd and 10 from the 48.
Every great sandwich starts with unforgettable bread. The Rustic Oven crafts distinctive, slow-baked, artisan-style bread. Now in signature slice loaves for you to love, no matter how you stack your sandwich.
So 2nd down and 10 from the 48, and again the clock stopped here. We're late in the second quarter, tied at 7, Huron and Mitchell. Two receivers right, one left. We have a wing left on 2nd down, and Caudill trying to go up left, runs into his own blocker, and he's going to be stacked up for a loss. Ran into his blocker, who got pushed back into the play and got shoved away. A number of players there. Rocky Clark was in on the stop. And again, that Kellen Odell, who's been a problem tonight for Huron defensively. And loss of 1. It's 3rd and 11 at the 47-yard line. So again, Huron is with the wind. And they have made a couple of big pass completions going in this direction. 3rd and 11 from the 47-yard line. And just keeper for McNeil. He breaks loose. 45. And puts his head down. 40. He's got the first down. And a flag comes in right at the end of the play. Check that out. For the moment, McNeil has the first down. But the flag came in from the far side of the field. And Huron looks like they're backing up. Would have been a 13-yard gain for McNeil. The flag came from the from the official on the far side of the field. It is holding on Huron. Spot of the foul, but a huge one there. Wipes out a first down. Fourth penalty, 25 yards. And this will put Huron now third and, we'll see, where are we going? To the 45. So Huron's going to have third and 13 from the 45-yard line. McNeil had the first down. It's wiped out on the hold. The hold came in at the end of the play. The official on the far side came and made the call. The play was to my side, the near side of the field. So third and 14, or third and 13, McNeil to pass, throws over the middle, pass is complete, first down! Fighting for extra yard, C.J. Ganey, a first down on the slant, and Huron gets their fifth first down of the first half to the 41-yard line. That's a gain of 14. Needed 13, got 14. Huron going without a huddle now, and a little confusion on who's lining up where on first and 10 from the 41. Shotgun for McNeil. He'll throw to the near sideline. Pass complete to Moting, and he'll head upfield. He was just going to go out of bounds, realized there was nobody there. Then he got a few extra yards up to the 31-yard line. That's very close to the first down. And they are going to move the sticks, so 10 yards, a first down for Huron. They'll have it first and 10 at the Mitchell 31-yard line, right about at a unofficially a minute 38 to go here in the first half. 1:35 is what the time is, first and 10 Huron. From the 31, McNeil, straight drop, has a lot of time, going to throw to Moting. Moting adjusts and had it knocked away at the last second. Again, it kind of hung in the air a bit, and Rendell was able to make the play as Moting kind of came around him and came back. Incomplete, it'll be second and 10 from the 31. Well, here on passing the ball, now they have ran it a little. Again, we had a good run called back by the penalty. Going to be second and 10 from the 31-yard line. Two receivers left, one right. Mitchell playing a little deeper on pass defense. Caudell, nope, keeper by McNeil again. 25, 20, 15, down to the 10. It'll be another first down for Mitchell. And McNeil has been running the ball effectively tonight. No penalty to bring that one back. 20 yards on the play. And Huron's first and 10 at the 11-yard line. And Mitchell going to take a defensive timeout to kind of collect their thoughts. We're right around a minute 16 to go in the first half. Timeout Mitchell will take a timeout, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's
605-353-8518. Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
First and 10 Huron from the Mitchell 11-yard line, trying to take the lead here with a minute 16 to go in the first half. I believe Huron still has that one timeout in their pocket. First and 10 from the 11, so they can get a first down. Shotgun for McNeil. Bobbles the snap, and he went on a knee to pick it up. And that's going to be a loss back to the 16, and that's called shooting yourself in the foot. He bobbled the snap, and then he went on a knee. So that's down in high school, loss of five. It'll be second and 15 from the 16 for Huron. Huron goes without a huddle, but still trying to get everybody on the right spot. Ganey to the left, that's where they're going to look. He crosses over the middle, back of the end zone. Touchdown, Moting! Moting and Ganey came together, which I don't know if that's how you exactly draw it up, but Moting able to make the catch from 16 yards out, and Huron their first lead of the game, 16-yard touchdown. It's 13-7 Huron late in the first half. You know, I was kind of watching Gainey because he had single coverage on the far side, and that is where McNeil looked initially, but then he went to the middle where both Gainey and Moding were, Moding with the catch. Extra point for Kleinsasser. Snap is there. The kick looked like it was blocked, and it is no good. Point after no good. Huron leads 13-7. 49 seconds left here in the first half. Timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron Tigers kicking off to the Mitchell Colonels. Again, Kleinsasser with the wind to his back. 49 seconds to go in the first half. Huron leads for the first time at 13-7. A pair of touchdown passes, Colt McNeil. One to Logan Leyendecker, the other to Gavin Moding. Here's the kick by Kleinsasser, a high little shorter one, and Mitchell will field it at the five-yard line, coming straight up the right side, and breaks the first tackle up to the 25, then going to be stacked up there. Flag comes in at the end of the play. Bubba Peterson in on the special teams play. It was kind of forced in by Landon Hulst, and then that got him back into the traffic. Check out the penalty marker. The return came to about the 25. Looks like this will be a penalty against the Colonels. No, face mask on Huron. Personal foul, face mask on Huron. Fifth penalty for 40 yards against Huron. And, well, does this change Mitchell's plan, because they're still into the wind, but they're going to start this at the 40 instead of the 25 after the penalty on Huron. So does this change the strategy? We'll see. First and 10 for Mitchell at their own 40-yard line. We're down to about 40 seconds left. And under center is Chenoweth, I believe. He'll pitch it back left. Denny turns the corner, gets inside, 45, and will run out of bounds after getting very close to the first down. Looks like he does have the first down to the Huron 48-yard line. That's a gain of 11. And Mitchell has their fourth first down of the first half. And all of a sudden, here's Mitchell saying, we can do something here yet. They'll have it first and 10 at the Huron 48-yard line. Around 34 seconds to go in the first half. Mitchell has, I believe, two timeouts left. First and 10 from the 48-yard line. Motion. Here's the option. And Chenoweth hit behind the line. Now makes a bad pitch, but Denny somehow caught it. There was Connor Johnson again. Chenoweth just needs to eat that, but Mitchell has lived on the edge and has survived every time. The loss is all the way back to the 42-yard line. That's a loss of 10 for Denny. But boy, Chenoweth just should not do that. And again, it's Connor Johnson who has been in the middle of everything defensively in the first half. He doesn't really officially get the tackle, although I gave him one. Now we have a whistle and... Are we at halftime? Oh, we're at halftime. Okay. Halftime score here on 13, Mitchell 7. 2-minute timeout back here to Tiger Stadium on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
And Orthopedic Care. HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make
Take it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.